Hey, and can you all sit down? Announcements part two. Part one only lasted about 10 seconds. as there were a few important things to go over, particularly for those who are new, because I think about a third of you are new. So there's some aspects of what we do may seem a bit strange until we actually explain what we're actually doing. So this is the explanation. Okay. We follow something that we call the freedom of the spirit, which sounds very exciting and charismatic, but it's very simple. It's we are free to follow what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives individually and as a group. Individually, our aim is for every one of you to basically find maybe a new sense of purpose at this conference. A new way maybe to listen to God, to hear God through other people, or directly, or in any way that is appropriate to you. We strive to provide the environment that makes it easy for you individually to do so. And to do that, we give you freedom many times throughout the week to basically to do what you want. Unlike most conferences, we're not teaching heavy. We used to be. Used to fit in about 7 or 8 in one day with like 2 minutes break between them, which tends to be the norm in the Christian world. But we have one talk in the morning, one talk in the afternoon. But there's far more that goes around these talks to make it more relevant, in that straight after each talk, there's opportunity for questions and answers, our yeshiva. And the yeshiva, for certain people like David Searle, who's probably over there, or for David Andrew or Chris Hill, the actual yeshiva lasts longer than the talk. So it's a great way to actually really explore the actual content of what's been spoken about. But of course, there are other ways to respond to what you've heard. And we have one particular device called the Quiet Room. That those of you who've been here before have used quite a lot, particularly those who are burdened by many sins in their lives, who need a lot of repentance. This is our room of repentance. This is our confessional. We have a confessional. In the small lounge, the TV lounge before the big lounge, probably tomorrow, from about 8, the prayer meeting won't be in there. The prayer meeting's in the main lounge. But after the first session, the quiet room will be open. In the quiet room, there are two areas. One is a fish bowl full of water, where we have our goldfish priest, who is there to hear your confession. What's that all about? Okay, we have a goldfish. No, we don't. We have a goldfish bowl full of water, and it's a very simple process. If at any time you feel the Lord speaking to you about absolutely anything, we have a system whereby you can unburden yourself on these bits of paper. You write them down and you stick the paper in the water and it dissolves, making sure you push it deep into the water and not hanging on the side of the bowl for your misdemeanors to be exposed to everyone else. But we know that many sins have been sorted out, because by the end of the week, it's usually quite heavy with a lot of strange white powder at the bottom. But it's very good. We've got loads of testimonies of people who have seriously used this. And it is a quiet room, so there's no big pizzazz. No one's going to see you going in. You go in and out any time during the day. And the other thing we have there is the possibility of having communion. We've got all the elements. We use matzah, unleavened bread. You've got wine and you've got juice. And basically, you can go in and do it by yourself, or bring someone else in, do it as a group. It's just a remembrance of what the Lord has done, and it should be something that you do when prompted, and it doesn't have to be at set times or with a priest administering it to you, and all that stuff. We don't do that. Yeah. So anyway, so that's our quiet room. We also so apart from the quiet room and what else did I talk about? Whatever else. The yeshiva. We have lots of crafts and workshops. We have two particular workshops that are sort of ongoing throughout the week, and that is the music workshop. If you have at least minimal musical ability, vocal, or you can bang a drum or whatever. David and Kayla will basically train you up as a choir. This is open up for anybody, and we'll start that tomorrow sometime. We'll announce it. And on the Friday morning, there will be a performance, and it's always perfect, despite Kayla. It all seems to work out in the end. And then even more excitingly, on my right-hand side here, we have the ladies' What Dance. We have the dance workshop. So we have the best dance teachers in the country for Hebraic dance. We're very, very encouraged that we have them working with us for so many conferences. And you only have to look at some of the YouTube clips that we put up to see, you know, how some the raw material here can be transformed into this wonderful tableau of beautiful dance and drama. And it's fantastic stuff. And there's someone, we're going to have a little chat tomorrow about that. You're going to mention that a bit more about that later tomorrow. So that's dance. Again, workshops, that will start tomorrow at some point, and there will be like a dance on the Friday morning. Now, I know some of you, we've heard murmurs that some of you unfortunately can't be here for the Friday morning. And I'll just say you're going to miss fantastic time that we have together. We usually invite the staff to come in, and we have the dance, we have music, we have all sorts of things going on, and and the choir, and it's a real climax for the week for us. So strive to be here if you can. If you can't, then ask someone who's still here, and they can tell you about it afterwards. But it's a great time. But between now and then, we have a whole series of workshops, a very eclectic mix this year, and we will announce them as they come in. So on the mealtime announcement, you'll know what workshops are coming up. So just some of them are optional, some of them a little bit less optional, but we do encourage you. But again, this is freedom of the spirit, which means you do what you like. We have lots of other things, and I can't remember any at the moment. We used to have prayer walks. We still have. But we didn't have them last time. I don't know. So our worship team will have to decide on that. But it's the weather apparently is going to be raining all week. So in between showers and last time we even had a team that went out on the streets. So that could happen. We have a secret team here of we call them our worship leaders. And by worship, we don't mean that they can all sing and play instruments, though I'm sure some of them can. But the idea is that we always want to know what the Lord is saying to us, and they're the ones that will help guide the process. In other words, what you see on your pack. So have you all got packs? Anyone not have a brown pack? You haven't got one. You've got in front of you. What's that? Oh, you will get one. Well. Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. She's one of the core group. But she should know it all anyway. So basically what can happen is that the schedule may be tweaked at any time if we feel the Lord is directing us into a certain area. So that's what is very dangerous about what we do, but it's also very exciting. We're very excited about this, aren't we? Yeah, very excited. They're excited. Not me, I'm terrified. but I feed off the excitement of the others. So, right, yeah. And crafts. Monica has in the other room, and I think a little bit at the back there, loads of craft activities going on in the big lounge. Any time during our sort of free times, candle making, bookmark making, and lots of other things. If you can't do it, it doesn't matter. Just try it and see where we go. The other thing, which is art related, is at the back, we have what we call our timeline. Every conference we have a timeline, and it's just a piece of wallpaper roll. Anytime you feel you want to contribute, you feel the Lord giving you a word or a picture or anything, an encouragement, something that's relevant to that moment, we put the time at the bottom, and then you just use all the paints and the crayons and everything to do that. At the end of the conference, we normally have a timeline that will stretch from here right to the end of the conference. It's amazing, you know. So that's really everybody. So if the Lord has prompted you, then work on that timeline. Right. Okay. That's. If I missed anything out? Books. Yeah, there's a few books here. There's only one book I'm going to talk about. You can promote yours later on. they can buy books over there where my stand is. You think I'm going to promote your books? Okay, we have a room over there with a few ministries in there who want to flog a few books. Is that what you wanted me to say? All the time, I can go in any time they like. Can they go in any time they like? No. I imagine that if you want to buy any books, there'll be little containers to put your money in. Don't be put off by the photograph at the back. If you see that and you think it's Chris here, Chris and Lindy, staring at you, it's not really them, it's a poster of them. But Chris is actually wearing the same outfit he's got on now. It's the only outfit he's got. Despite what people think, itinerant preachers don't get paid very much. We've got the books and, of course, my books. Who hasn't read that? Oh, that's not enough. Who wants to read it again and buy another one? Right. So what the purpose of this sort of session is, try to bring you sort of up to speed on what we mean by Into the Lion's Den. And no one's read this one yet, because it's only just come out. This is a sort of a concise version of that, but one that you can give to anybody. So all the historical stuff, the narrative about what's going on in the world, where did this political correctness come from? What are victim groups? They didn't just come out of nowhere. It is a strategy, and the fact that it's come out of nowhere and it's a daily thing in the news. Most people out there are totally confused about the whole situation, but we know that there is a spiritual background and there's a historical background to the whole thing and a political background. And this goes into it in detail, but this does it concisely in a way that you can give to a non-believer, because there's no sort of Christian stuff in it. But it leads them to the possibility that despite all the relativism and all the different versions of the truth, that there must be an absolute truth out there. And there must be people there who are not believers who just can't get their heads around the fact that, there's this truth, there's that truth, and this truth seems to conflict with this truth. Surely there has to be one standard absolute truth. And that's the purpose of this book, is to drive them towards that possibility and then say to them, if you want to know more, then there's another book you can get, basically. So it doesn't give the gospel, but it just, basically, I would send them free of charge the other F word, which hopefully will give them the gospel. So it's not all just about selling books. So we've got a special deal. If you they're £5 each. If you buy 10, it's half price. And I just remembered that you want to say something, don't you? Right, there we go. Michael just wants to have a quick word. You've got a microphone, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm the other half of the announcement team. I won't ask you which better half is male or female, but half. We are indeed, I'm the minor half. Now, Jackie and I are sharing the job. There are a couple of announcements that have cropped up since. There is a T-loop system. For those with hearing aids, we have a T-loop system here, and you set your hearing aid, and then you'll be able to hear what Steve has just said.
I'm not saying it again. Can't see anyone touching their ears. Oh, I've seen one over there. Is that it?
And one other thing. Steve mentioned the packs you have. Inside the packs, you have some long, slim bookmarks. And they're frustrating, really, because they only give you half the story. They are, in fact, excerpts from Sword magazine, this particular issue. And we've given them to you because if you feel they're of interest to you and you would like to know more, please see me or contact the number that's printed there and you can subscribe. Now, we have some issues here for those who can't go home without knowing the completion of the stories. Here they are. They're in the other room. But as I say, they're there for you to see. But we would ask you, if you feel the sort of things that are written there, the fact that the scripture is written in depth and there are real insights into today's issues, that you will, in fact, subscribe. Nobody gets rich producing this, I can tell you, but we do feel that those who read it do get rich because it contains nothing other than God's word. So we ask you, if you can, please join us in that. I'm your announcer tomorrow morning, and for those who come to the prayers at 7 a.m., sadly, you'll see my face. Thanks, Steve.
Right. I've got a joke. I'm not a joke teller. I've only got one joke. Some of you may have heard it. So I'll see if I can get it right. Okay. There was a Jew, a Hindu, and a politician. Okay. You heard that one? Yeah, you've heard it. It's a good start, isn't it? Right. I'm not looking at you. And they're out hiking. Okay. And they get lost, and they're really, really tired. And they need to find somewhere to sleep. And they find a farmhouse, and they knock on the door, and the farmhouse lady, the farmer's wife, lets them in, and they say, "Can we have a bed? Do you have a bed for the night?" And they said, "We've only got one bed, a double bed for two of you. The other one of you has to sleep outside, like in the stable, in the barn." So they debate amongst themselves, and they decide that the Hindu is the one that's going to sleep in the barn, and the other two are going to get the bed. So the Jew and the politician, they go into the bed, and 10 minutes later there's a knock on the door, and it's the Hindu, and he comes in and he says, "I'm sorry, I can't be in the barn. There's a cow there, and the cows are sacred to my religion. I can't sleep in the barn with a cow." So they realise that he had to have the bed. So they decide amongst themselves who is going to go out. So the Jew has to go out. The politicians, they always get their own way in the end. So the Jew goes out. 10 minutes later, there's another knock on the door, and it's the Jews come back and says, "There's a pig in the barn." And I won't even tell you why he was offended by that. But anyway, the politician realizes he's the only one left. He has to sleep in the barn. So out he goes. 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. It's the cow and the pig. There you go, got that one right. Thank you. I didn't make it up. I found it on the internet.